Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Let's get the elephant in the room address. Commanders are on the practice field as we speak.
Mm-hmm.
These are voluntary practices. They're not even practices. They're training activities,
yes.
Technically. There's no pads, no hitting, no nothing. But three veteran players are not here. Marshawn Lattimore, Laramie Tunsil, and Terry McLaurin. So There's the news. I think we know the situation. We've kind of talked about it ad nauseum. Next week is a mandatory session. I would expect these guys to be here. We will find out. We'll all find out together. Brian and I will be here. What we do know, what is a fact, B, Joe Witt spoke to the media. Joe Witt is a great talker. He's a motivational dude. And here he is, Commanders defensive coordinator Joe Witt, taking questions.
You guys have added a few guys on that defense, some on the line, obviously secondary. Just what have those changes, what do you think those changes can bring to this group?
You know, We're really excited about the guys that we have that we added. You know, we wanted to get bigger and longer. We definitely did that up front. We did it in the back end also with Trey. So the vision of how we want to play and how we want to be and how we want to look is more. You're seeing more of it right now from a size and length and speed standpoint. So,
and one of those guys, Javon Kinlaw, what can he add? And just, you know, what have you thought of him over the years? What can he add on that front?
You know, he's a uniquely big man that can bend and play with some power and speed. He will have the ability to move him up and down the line of scrimmage, so we can put him wherever we want to because he has that type of skill set. He'll be difficult for, you know, tight ends to block if we put him in the six technique, and or if we kick him inside. He has the length that's going to be difficult for guards to deal with as well. So he's an intriguing young man to work with.
A guy specifically, or maybe a few guys in a here last year that maybe didn't see
a ton of playing time, looking to take a bigger step this year?
I think every year is really different. And so I'm a firm believer of giving everybody an opportunity to play. And so we're going to give everybody looks. You'll see, you haven't been here in practice a lot, but there'll be different bodies in running with the ones today that haven't necessarily been running with them. Because I want to give everybody opportunities, and the only way that you can do that is put those people in spaces to be in there with a Bobby Wagner, to be in there with a Frankie Louvu, to get the calls and how do they react to that. So I don't have any names for you right now, but a lot of guys have been given those opportunities.
Hey, Joe, good to see you.
Good to see you.
I imagine, you know, we're all wanting to see the guys and seeing, you know, who looks different, who's, you know, whatever it may be with their, what they've done in the offseason. I imagine for you, that's got to be a big deal when they come in for the first time. Were there some guys that for you, you stood, okay, I can tell they really put in some work or some other things before this all started?
Pretty much, they all going to come back in shape, okay? It's just because of who we are and what we do. The guy that, to me, he just looks really good. He looks intentful. Deron Payne, man, like every day, this dude is, I'm having to tell him, hey, man, let's calm down. Like, I got in trouble with the head coach yesterday because I challenged the D-line, and he went after it. And I said, Q, that was my fault. I told him to do it. He did exactly what I told him to do. And so I've been really pleased. The walkthroughs, everything that we've asked him to do. And he's a leader. He doesn't talk much at all right? But he is leading by example. And this year, you can really see him taking that leadership role and taking it to the next step. So I would say he's been the guy that's just really stood out to me the most from that standpoint.
And we'll see if Lattimore's out here today. I know he wasn't there last week for us, but like for him, I don't know how much you've been able to see him, but like what has maybe stood out to you? Obviously, you had the injuries last year, came in midway through the season. What are you kind of hoping to see from him during this part of the offseason?
Okay, Marshawn hasn't been here. We've been in communication with him. So when he gets here, we'll see exactly where he is from a conditioning standpoint. From a mental standpoint, you know, the coaches have been meeting with him, talking with him. And so he's a smart young man, but we'll see exactly where he is when he gets here. I'm doing great. How you doing?
You lose a guy like Dante Fowler, who had 10.5 sacks last year. How do you replace that? You know, a guy that, you know, had that type of production, and obviously there's some concern maybe from the fan base of the edge position right now currently, how it's kind of constructed.
I don't think going into the year anybody thought Dante was going to have 10.5 sacks last year. I don't think anybody in here would have said that. And so we'll have somebody that to produce a higher sack total than what's thought to be, okay? And so who that person is, I don't know. Will it be a collective of guys? I don't know. But I do feel that our pass rush will be better. I do feel definitely that our run defense will be better. Where will it come from? Which individual? It's too early to say, but it will come.
Hi, Coach. How important is this voluntary period for rookies like Trey Amos, who are getting, you know, as you said, time with the ones, time with veterans like Deron Payne?
I think it's really important. I think you know, from a number of different aspects, okay, you have the opportunity to the brotherhood, the building. When we went on that 3-game losing streak, it wasn't anything other than the brotherhood that kept them together. And you start building that now with how we work and how DQ and AP runs this program. And then secondly, the rookies are allowed to meet a little bit extra. So, you know, they'll be with the vets in the morning, and in the evening they have rookie meetings, which I'm changing to developmental type meetings, so that they get extra and they are. And Trey Amos, you know, he's a guy that's ahead of the curve right now and doing really, really well.
Hey, Coach. Jordan McGee seemed to have a pretty good training camp last year, then was derailed a little bit by the knee injury. As you start looking into how he's going to contribute this year, what are your expectations for him?
You know, we really had a package in last year for Jordan, and then he got hurt. And so it sort of took that package away versus 12 personnel. I'm really hoping that he can stay healthy. And there's some other guys at the linebacker position that we want to have some 3 linebacker defenses that we can get a little bit bigger versus 12 and not play as much nickel to shore up some of the run on that aspect as well. So I'm excited to see. He's been showing great call command, being a linebacker. I believe linebackers, you know, control the huddle and control the defense, and he's learning from Bobby and Oost how to do that.
Hey, Coach.
Hey, how you doing?
When you look at last year and what you all were able to do on defense, what is it that you want to do this year a little better that you didn't see last year?
You know, I think, and I wasn't, and to answer your question, I wasn't really trying to compare the 23 defense to the 24 of, you know, all right, when we got here, there was 32nd and what we went to 13th or what have you. I was trying to let it be standalone. So with saying that, we didn't produce the ball like I wanted to, that I envisioned us to. Now, the reason being, we dropped 16 of them. Literally just balls that touched our hands that we felt that should have been caught. If we catch half of those, that puts us in a different ring. We didn't play the run well enough, and I thought that we would have. And so if we can, and then the third thing, closing games out, it wasn't the way that I was anticipating. And so when we get into the offseason, we look at it in 3 different things. Okay, all right, was it schematics? Was it the player? Or, you know, or sometimes we just get beat, you know. So, and then we went from a change, adjust, emphasis, you know. Did we need to change some things? Are we adjusting? Are we going to emphasize some areas? And so the turnovers we're going to emphasize because we just have to catch the ball. Some of the things we're doing with the front for the run game, we have changed, and some we have adjusted. And so, and then winning time moments in 2-minute, we're going to competition every day to get those things better.
Hey, Coach. Hey. What are your thoughts so far on rookie Kane Medrano?
Kane. You know, Kane, he's a unique kid because of, you know, his receiver background coming in. Is he a linebacker, really? Is he a safety? Can he do some of the Jeremy Chinn roles? Can he do some of the Frankie Louvu roles? And so we're really testing the kid right now to see, all right, what is he going to be? And we'll really tell a little bit more once we put the pads on. He can really run. Does he have the ability to cover a tight end? Does he have the ability to beat a tackle in the rush? You know, so is he Frankie? Or is he Jeremy, or is he a cross of both? And that's what I'm trying to find out with him.
Speaking of safety, what do you see in your safety group currently?
You know, I think it's a strong group. It's, you know, Quan hasn't really been out there because of the injuries, but he's another guy a la Payne that has just come back with laser focus, and the things that he has been able to do has been really good. Will Harris has been a nice addition. He's a guy that can come in and cover. He'll play in the box. I've been pleased with his communication. Jeremy Reeves is a guy that, you know, he's our special teams ace, but I have to find a role for him on defense because he just makes plays, you know, and that's what he's been doing. And then you have T.O., who is a very athletic, rangy guy. Now, what is he? Can he be the Buffalo nickel? Can he knock people back? Can we play him like a linebacker? And so, you know, those are the questions that he has to answer and we have to answer with him.
What are your timeline for answering all these questions? Is this something you'll figure out by the end of minicamp, or is this all the way through training camp you'll be looking at?
Because we don't have pads on right now. And then when you're in phase three rules, it's really not as competitive. So if the ball goes up and there's any chance of a collision, we're telling the defensive players to pull off. All right, and so, you know, there's going to be some completions that necessary. So I call them, when I talk to the defense, phase three completions. So in real football, that wouldn't have been a completion, but since we have to pull off, it is what it is. And so, but until we get into more competitive, putting our pads on people, you really won't be able to tell. But in this setting right now, we want to hear mind speed, how the guys are communicating, are we getting to our targets? We don't want people on the ground. We're not going to run any stunts or anything up front because that's when there's collisions and they don't have pads on. So we're trying to be smart from a player safety standpoint.
How much, if at all, are you thinking about the tush push right now?
Oh, at this moment, I wasn't thinking about it at all. But to answer your question, I mean, it's a good play, man. And, you know, if I just go by the rules. And it's a legal play, and they're good at it. And we have to figure out a way to stop it. We play them twice. And so I think we have some good ideas, but, you know, it is what it is. It's a good play. So I haven't really been thinking about it right now, though, but we will. You know, we play them twice, and they have a great quarterback that can run it. He's a, 600-pound squatter, so it's hard to stop him.
Yeah. More of a philosophical question. Mm-hmm. You guys have a lot of talent on the interior of the D-line. Does the interior rush, in your mind, is it more valuable than – rushing from the edge?
I don't think it's more valuable. I think it can play in concert together. If you can push the pocket and get the quarterback off the spot from inside and change and move his eyes, that makes a difference. If he has the ability to step up and get comfortable stepping up, that hurts you. So, but I think just pressure in general is good, no matter where it comes from. But internal and external pressure, you know, are equally.
And the changes up front on the line, does that at all alter the role of Frankie Louvu, like getting him even more involved in the pass rush? Or,
you know, the third down, what we're going to do on third down with Frankie, you know, we'll move him like we've always have. You know, I think the additions, what you'll see with Weiss and Kinlaw, Eddie, will be bigger on first and second down. All right, and we'll be bigger versus 12 personnel, 13. When people want to get big, we'll be able to get real big with them, and then and be able to shore up some of the gaps on the front end. So now the backers can play more free, and the guys behind them can overlap. So I think that's what you see. But you won't see a difference with Frankie on first and second down. But when we get into known pass situations, now that's where his versatility really, really comes out. Yes, sir.
Going back to Quan real quick, okay. Learning about the two shoulder separations that he suffered during last season, mm-hmm. Just kind of what did you learn about him during the course of the year, him going through those and still being able to perform for you?
You know, Quan is what we really stand for here, okay? He's a guy, they were messing with me because this time last year, I set Quan down. I was like, put him with the twos.
All right. And the coach was like, well, you made a right, great decision with that one. And, but the reason I wanted to put him with the twos is he was making mistakes that we can't afford to make. And then the next three practices was boom, boom, boom. He's back in there with the ones. And then he caught the ball from, I don't know if y'all saw that one, but he caught the ball from his back. And he just, now he's taking a leadership role of communicating at a very high level, which he wasn't doing at the beginning. And I give a lot of that credit to Jason Simmons and Tommy Donatell. They've done a great job of developing him. This kid has the potential to be one of the better safeties in this league, and that's what I'm holding him to. That's what I'm expecting with him because of what he has. So I've been pleased with everything Quan and Deron. I just want to keep saying that because those two guys have come in with laser focus, and they're the leaders of the defense along with Bobby and Frankie.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, that was that, Commanders defense coordinator Joe Witt. We were here, be that day. Yeah. Quan made that behind-the-back interception.
Yep.
Quan is a guy I've gotten to know. I reference the quote all the time. He said Lions week of, yeah, they're good, but we're good too.
Yep. He was challenged, and he answered it. You know, and that's the same thing I told those guys last week. Look, man, these coaches are going to put you in positions. They want to find out where they can trust you at. Be ready. Don't constantly say you want to be somewhere, and when you get your opportunity, you fail.
Totally.
Yeah.
A few things that stood out to me there that honestly are really consistent with what I've thought throughout this offseason. They obviously intentionally got bigger on the D-line.
True, yeah.
For Witt to say, Witt gives you more than DQ. He's like, when they want to get big, we can now get big. First and second down, when they're running 12 personnel, 13 personnel, for folks, that means two tight ends, three tight ends on the field. A lot of times when those formations were out there for Washington last year, they were running nickel against it. Mm-hmm. And you're going to get pushed off the line of scrimmage.
You're going to get beat up.
And clearly they don't want to do that anymore.
No.
And when he talked about Goldman and Wise and Kinlaw, these are huge dudes that will make a big difference on that. I also, consistent with what we've been saying about, if you want to say they didn't do enough at edge, I understand that. But this time last year, nobody thought Dante Fowler was going for 10.5.
No one did.
And Witt, obviously, I mean, he said it out loud, believes they're going to generate that elsewhere.
Now everybody think they knew it. Nobody knew it. Nobody said it.
I love his honesty about phase three completions. We always do this at training camp, especially the practices the fans get invited to, right? Where they see these plays being made that are junk plays. Like,
yeah.
There was a former quarterback here who used to love to run around the pocket and then take off for a 25-yard run.
In 7-on-7.
And
which is the most asinine thing in the world.
Fans would cheer for it, and they loved it, and it was crazy because that is a busted play, most likely a sack.
And, way.
And these guys at least are honest about that. Maybe the most interesting thing was talking about Kane Medrano as a possible safety. Mm-hmm. And he mentioned, is he Frankie or is he Jeremy? I definitely don't think he's Frankie. I don't think he has the pass rush ability that Luvu does. But Chin had size and speed in a really rare combination. They list Medrano at 6'3", 230. Mm-hmm. Obviously.
Wasn't he a receiver or something at first?
I don't believe
I think that I read somewhere he was like a receiver.
Sanford still was, obviously.
And ended up at linebacker.
Now, Chin was even taller than that. So they list Chin at 6'3", 220. They're listing Medrano at 6'3", 230. Mm-hmm. Obviously, Medrano has that same speed. Probably a little faster.
He may be faster than Chin was.
If perhaps the plan, and what's he going to say? It's a rookie they just drafted. He's got to learn him. He said, he's like, I don't know. We don't have pads on. We'll see. Chin was a very physical player. But if Medrano, like, is there a situation where Medrano is your big nickel? It's not crazy to think.
Possible.
If he could play right away and he's got cover skills and he's got the size and the speed, I just thought that was interesting. I also thought it was interesting, the undrafted kid everybody was impressed by last year was Tyler Owens. And you heard Joe Witt talk about him there. That's another guy with size and speed. 6'2", 215.
Big boy.
It's pretty clear that Quinn and Witt like big defensive backs. Hell, they like big everything. Look at what they did on the D-line.
Yep.
I think this year, much more so, you're going to see at least a defense that looks more like a Dan Quinn, Joe Witt defense. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
2 years of roster building, two off seasons now, two drafts, two free agency classes. I don't know that that means it's going to be significantly better, but B, when you watched last year, especially late in the season, especially against Philly, right? Mm-hmm. Philly's been doing this for years, probably close to a decade, building big, strong, tough teams. Big. And this offseason, Washington got closer to them. Is it enough to overtake it? I don't know.
You never know. Even in the game against them in the NFC Championship game, they had players right there on that first touchdown, and they just didn't make the damn play. Make that play, and maybe the game goes a different way. Don't have the turnovers. But, yeah, you see how the Eagles are, you say, okay, we're going to have to match them. They are the beast of the East right now. They're the big boys on the block. So you want to try to get just like them. But if they just make plays, they had situations last year they could have made them. They didn't. Especially in that football game.
According to one of the guys in the chat, who's this dude?
He played linebacker before transitioning to linebacker, maybe a wide receiver.
So maybe he was recruited as a wideout?
He was recruited to UCLA as a wide receiver, but later converted to a linebacker on Chip Kelly.
So he must have redshirted a year. I'm looking at his numbers from UCLA. Mm-hmm. He must have been recruited as a wideout, and then because he only played as a backer, it appears.
Yeah. Like, I know I saw that somebody last week, so I knew
it. Dude was in college for 6 years.
Yeah. Yeah, hey, that's a lot of old dudes, man, running around college.
Very, very different, man.
Hey, COVID made a lot of people be in college at later dates.
COVID did a lot of crazy stuff, man. Mm-hmm. Here's what we're going to do. We'll circle back to some Wit stuff, look around the league a little bit more. We got some bets to make. You're listening to B-Mitch and Finley.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.